Uphi. On the street, on the air. On Kaya 959.
Another key theme that the president highlighted in the State of the Nation address last week was on an ongoing focus on our infrastructure fund. He did mention that we are looking at a variety of themes to localize the development and rollout of infrastructure. 1.8 billion rand having been set aside in terms of bulk infrastructure and, of course, seeking the ongoing support of the private sector. These are similar themes to what was echoed by the Center for Development and Enterprise last week, the CDE, who had joined us to emphasize the fact that we've got great developments and initiatives focused around infrastructure. However, the rollout has not been sufficient. To help us understand why infrastructure does remain a lifeline for the construction industry and how best it is that we need to capitalize on this opportunity, we join on the line by the Managing Director of Shumani Industrial Equipment, Victor Nemukula, who joins us now. Victor, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Good evening, Google, and thanks for inviting me into Kaya FM Showbiz.
Indeed. Delighted to have you with us. And I think a very pertinent story we're discussing, even in light of the fact when we reflect on Avenge, a construction company who published a trading statement today, we realize once again that it's just been a waning sector in terms of development. But help us reflect firstly on your sentiments following the State of the Nation address and the touch points that the president had highlighted regarding infrastructure. Your thoughts?
You disappeared. I couldn't hear you at all. Can you just repeat it for me?
Very briefly, your first hand reaction on the touch points the president had mentioned regarding our focus on infrastructure spend in South Africa. Do you believe he was on the right track?
You know, I think the government has always been on the right track. I think the biggest challenge that we have would obviously lie in the implementation. I think the story of the infrastructure development has been the story for the last 10 years. I think what we are going to wait for now is whether there is going to be any implementation. Mm. And the infrastructure development would be key to the kickstarting of the economic growth.
And help us unpack how that does play out to an industry player like yourself, because as the president mentioned, government needs to provide that enabling environment to allow the private sector to be able to conduct business. Have you found it easy, in other words, to do business in a market like South Africa?
You know what? The bigger problem at the moment is that it's not easy because, you know, the first thing is that the last 2 years during the pandemic, there hasn't been any infrastructure that has taken place. Mm. And even before the COVID period. But going into the next phase, we think there should be, I mean, if you look at our infrastructure around the country, much of it has deteriorated.
Yeah.
To an extent that the road infrastructure in some of the towns is virtually non-existent. So if you look at the infrastructure all the way around us, there has been a lot of deterioration that needs to be restarted.
Mm.
But obviously the big issue is when is it going to start? We have seen a lot of our projects going out on tender from government, but they haven't been awarded. So that has been the major challenge.
Mm. And that is a huge challenge, Victor. I mean, as you've highlighted, we really need to be on a road to recovery. We think of the not only aftershocks of the pandemic, but of course the looting that took place last year. And all of this has had a ripple effect within the construction industry and sector overall. I am keen as well to get your thoughts as to, as you say, policy and tenders being allocated is something that needs to be expedited on. But what are some of the additional challenges that perhaps lead to a delay in the implementation of these projects, which could benefit organizations and entrepreneurs like yourselves?
You know, obviously the challenge is, part of the challenge is obviously in terms of the resource allocation. You have a huge number of people who have lost their job during the pandemic. So as a result, the problem is that you have to allocate resources accordingly. The other big problem that you have is the lapse in security, where business has lost confidence in the government in terms of providing security, both to the assets and the employees. So we need any action that would boost business confidence in the economy.
Mm. What will boost your confidence? Let's start there. Let's make it practical and bring it closer to home.
You know what? For us to see some sort of action from the government in terms of the implementation. We have huge, a very good policy framework, but we don't have any confidence. So just seeing some of the projects that have been mooted by the government coming to fruition will demonstrate that the government is walking the talk. At the moment, we are not seeing anything coming from the government.
And that's certainly something that needs to change in terms of boosting capital and, of course, rolling out initiatives. Victor, thank you so much. Maybe if I can just sneak peek of the it's often called the order book, right, in the construction world. What's that looking like for Shumani Industrial Equipment? Are you seeing that many construction companies have a favorable order book that's translating into increased infrastructure spend and opportunities for yourself?
That's what the problem is. The problem is that the order book, particularly coming from government, is very thin, given the fact that you have all these projects that, in effect, are on hold because they haven't been adjudicated on by different spheres of government. Mm. But for us, coming back to Shumani, we are a diversified equipment supplier.
Yeah.
We supply equipment both in the construction, port, and the industrial side of the market. So we have seen a growth in the port segment of the market, and where we are the biggest supplier in the country today. And on the industrial side, there has been a lot of activity because the companies didn't invest in the 2020 financial year. They started to reduce those funding in the 2021-2022 financial year. So we are seeing a lot of activity already in the market. So it looks like the economy has rebounded. Where the challenge is mostly on the construction side, which needs a kick from the government.
Definitely. That helps us and provides such a clearer picture. Really appreciate your efforts in you know, adding color to this for us, Victor, for us to really understand where the nuances are and where the extra kick, as you say, is required from government. Construction. 2010 has long come and gone. We definitely need to make sure that we just get the basics in order. Road network infrastructure and many others that are quite critical to the livelihoods and well-beings of South Africa. Victor, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
That's the Managing Director of Shumani Industrial Equipment, Ntate Victor Nemukula, who's joined us on the show. It's 18 minutes to go before 7 o'clock. Let's get your latest traffic update.
Kaya traffic. On the street. On the air.